Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome to the show today. It will be an hour in duration. And we're going to be taking a look at my friend and business constituent, Michael King, who will soon be a guest contributor and co-host here at the Holistic Healing Hour. And we're going to talk about his fine newsletter, Vitality Health Newsletter Blog, and in particular, his most recent article entitled Life Chats on the Cusp of Change, Our True History and Humanity's Choice. Disclosure of our true history is central to our freedom, and today's chat focuses on the urgent state of affairs surrounding a worldwide threat against our freedoms as one people, the people of the earth. Life Chats with Oversoul is an ongoing dialogue designed to gain clarity and direction while navigating the immense changes going into the new era. This is a fascinating news article series that Michael's been authoring for some time now, unique to this subject matter over and above all the other fine articles he writes about health and earth and clays and diets and so forth. When Michael gets here to do so, which we're still working on behind the scenes, I think I'm going to have him segue right into this subject that I'm about to recanter to the very best of my ability. Actually going to be reading verbatim to you folks Michael's most recent newsletter. But we need to take care of some business first. Let's do that. And when we come back, we'll start right in taking a look at this fascinating series of Oversoul chats, especially as it plays to the world arena and today of note on the 20th of January at about 2:09 Eastern Standard Time at the time of this recording. We'll be right back after a couple of sponsored breaks. And we'll jump right in. Thanks for joining us. Don't go away. Thank you. Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome. Show will be about an hour today. We're going to continue talking in our series of natural medicines. But I also want to revisit a subject I've talked about before, life chats. with Oversoul. Ours, yours, mine. But particularly, Life Chats with Oversouls, as it's an ongoing dialogue designed to gain clarity and direction while navigating the immense changes going into a new era. Today's chat will focus on the urgent state of affairs surrounding a worldwide threat against our freedoms as one people, the people of the earth. When I come back from break, it's actually going to be a lot about my friend and business constituent, Michael King from Vitality Herbs and Clay, who will be a guest host here soon. He's an author of a fine newsletter, Vital Health Newsletter blog. When you come back, I'm going to read verbatim from his most recent newsletter, dated the 17th to the 19th of January. You can read what you're about to hear directly at vitalityherbs.com/blogs. In the newsletter, I would highly suggest you sign up, and soon we'll have Michael here to talk about this element, earth and clays and natural health, and even a bit about gardening moving forward. So we'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll come back. We'll talk Oversoul. We'll be right back. Everybody, Grandpa Bill back here. Exciting news about our community fundraising with CTFO. I'll be right back.
Compassionate, giving, empowering. Nonprofit organizations are the beating heart of our communities. A light in the darkness, a safe haven for many. They feed the famished, shelter the destitute, nurture the neglected. They fight for life, for justice, for safety, for the orphans, the widows, and the sick. They make our world a better place, one community, one life at a time. But how are these not-for-profit foundations surviving in today's economic crisis? Sadly, some of them are not, while others are seeing a steep decline in the donations they rely on to stay afloat. And unfortunately, this means that many aren't receiving the help they desperately need. But how can we make a difference? At CTFO, we asked the same question. In fact, we've been asking this question since our inception. How can we help people? How can we change their future outcomes? And today, we're pleased to share our newest tool to further impact you and your communities. Introducing CTFO's fundraising initiative. Feel Good Shopping just took on a whole new meaning. At CTFO, you can now support your favorite charitable organizations while paying wholesale prices for products you already use. How does this work? It's simple. Press the Shop Now button below and purchase any of our 80-plus revolutionary health and wellness products. Order from one of these, or even these. Well, maybe not those, but you get the idea. After you complete your order, your favorite organization will receive a portion of the proceeds from that sale, and you will receive your premium health products right at your doorstep. It's that easy. But why CTFO? CTFO has adopted the exclusive worldwide rights to an advanced, patented process that supercharges many of our products and makes them more bioavailable than anything on the market. We also use high-quality, natural ingredients. Heard of CBD? Our CBD products are made with this proprietary process, and they are scientifically proven to reduce the aches and discomfort related to physical and emotional health. Need immune-boosting vitamins that actually get into your body and work? We have those too. What about skincare, cellular health, muscle and joint relief, weight loss, hair growth, or pet health products? Yep, we have them all. And we stand by our GMP-certified products with a 60-day money-back guarantee. They say it's better to give than to receive. In this case, you can do both. And while there may be uncertainty in today's world, many organizations are still out there fighting the good fight. Click Shop Now below to join the fight with us. Let us help your health and your communities thrive. Shop to save. Shop to support.
Okay, folks, now back to the show with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Thanks for joining us. Kennel Kelp, Holistic Healing Hour, with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show, and thanks again for joining us today. Let's start right in, and this is entitled Life Chats on the Cusp of Change, Our True History and Humanity's Choice. Once again, this is actually authored by my friend and business constituent, Michael King, in his most recent entry of his Purify newsletter, which I'm a recipient of, dated January 19th. Just got this myself late last evening via email. It's about a 9-minute read when you have it in front of you to do so. So it's disclosure of our true history is central to our freedom. Life Chats with Oversoul is an ongoing dialogue designed to gain clarity and direction while navigating the immense changes going into the new era. Today's chat focuses on the urgent state of affairs surrounding a worldwide threat against our freedoms as one people, the people of the earth. January 17th to the 19th, 2021, Michael as himself, speaking to his oversoul, verbatim, Michael as Michael, stating, "We are in the throes of an attempt at global martial law. A rapidly awakening human populace. Extraordinary events surrounding the inauguration. A second potential pre-planned inside attack on the Capitol, and the supposed threat of a fake alien invasion. A few remaining weapons in the arsenal of the deep state players. War against the deep state has been declared to counter these threats. There's links that I put in the description of this show today that will get you to two videos that Michael is referencing in his article that I'm reading to you verbatim. These two videos cover intelligence briefs on current events as of the morning of 1/19/21. I'm inviting my oversoul and a council of light I had previously contacted, whose committed focus is on the common good of all life everywhere, and who are also well appraised of earth-related events and the current situation/battle at play. I am looking for some insight with respect to what we, the people not directly involved in military or political actions, can do to support an outcome most favorable to the unity and progress of humanity into the new era of peace and enlightenment. Note, a little background on the Council of Light providing this message. Earlier last year, it became apparent that my oversoul was not fully aware of the sum total of events happening on Earth. I went into a meditative state and asked for a council with a variety of skills and connections to pro- provide details about the progression of day-to-day events on Earth. This council had to have a primary focus on the common good of all life everywhere. In order to avoid dealing with the negative beings required and required to be part of some universal council meetings. As a result, I eventually saw and sensed an assembly of bright souls that fit my intention. At my request, then they joined with my oversoul to provide some of the information in previous dialogues. The message? The council, 14 members, which includes my oversoul. There are events at play that affect the outcome in significant ways, depending on choices made by the current leadership and those on the ground carrying out orders. We cannot say with certainty how each player will respond to events as they play out, but we can say with certainty that the ultimate outcome will be the freedom of the human race and all others affected. So we want to reassure everyone hearing this and reading it when you have it to do so, that we see light appear on the horizon. We see the dissolution of darkness and the birth of a new era of light, cooperation, and peace. When will these events finally occur? This is up to the decision makers on Earth. Our role is to observe and interact when called upon. This display is designed to reveal the power of the human spirit in the midst of opposition, revelations beyond the norm, and a call to unity. Right now, the forces at play have drawn up sides and are preparing for a showdown. This display is designed to reveal the power of the human spirit in the midst of observations and oppositions, revelations beyond the norm, and a call to unity. You selected the script. You are playing it out now as we speak. Michael, how did we select a script? Council, bulleted for emphasis. Please recall, I'm reading this verbatim as Michael King, who is the author of the newsletter that I'm recantering here. He talking to his oversoul and his council. So by entering into the discussion both consciously and subconsciously, by your words today, by your wishes for tomorrow, by your attitudes toward each other, and by the way you end up treating those that have opposed the good of humanity for thousands of years past. The script, Michael, saying, then what is the script that we have chosen? The council answering Michael's question, to be present during the revelations of the dark deeds and the disclosure of all that is relevant to the upgrowth of human thought and evolution as one people. What matters now is that each soul on Earth select a desired outcome. Events will arise, reveal some truth, and pass away. Then new events will arise which surpass the previous in revelations, insights, and even purpose. The scenes on Earth will change according to the intent carried forward by the people. As new revelations dawn regarding the players that have affected your lives and about the instruments of destruction and control that have been utilized, the scenes on Earth will again be altered. Your awakening and your search for truth has run counter to their plans. With such a variety of players operating against the people, and the people having become so numerous the strategies required to control and reduce the population has grown beyond the true capacity of those still seeking your demise. Your awakening and your search for truth has run counter to their plans. They will fail, but not without casualties on both sides. This is the part that will be the most difficult for many to accept. Who controls the outcome? We cannot change the script without humanity placing a sincere call out to all life everywhere to support a new beginning on Earth. One that excludes those forces now creating havoc. You, the majority of the human race, are truly the ones in control of the outcome, including who plays and who does not. If you fail to state your own objective, you will fail to influence the outcome. You can bring to the fight any number of other beings to help you succeed with the dreams that you each espouse. If you fail to state your own objective, you will fail to influence the outcome. And at the moment, it will result in further loss of life, destruction, and mayhem through starvation, isolation, and strife. Do not think you have no say, nor that you cannot employ the kindness and power of influence from your brothers and sisters beyond and within the earth. We are not alone. You are not the only species, and we are not on earth. Nor have you been without visitation and influence from beings from other planets and the solar system and other stars throughout your history. These brothers and sisters now observe your decision-making and awaiting opening in human consciousness to participate more openly in the freedom event now taking place. Yet we stand by at your discretion or act upon your call to participate. Michael, many on Earth have been programmed to fear non-human influences and would prefer that extraterrestrial races not be allowed a place in our freedom event. Council, do you believe that within the entirety of the vast universe that there are no souls with only benevolent intent whose life is devoted only to serving the good of all? There's never been a day in which your planet has been without the involvement of extraterrestrial, interdimensional, or subterranean beings in human affairs. Yet there are those within the caverns of the Earth today that were here before your advent. Have they taken over your planet yet? The truth will surprise many. This is the dawn of your freedom event. Keep that in mind. What can we do, Michael? What can the average person do to counter so many negative and powerful influences? Counsel, your force of combined will is both your greatest adversary and your greatest asset. You've used your will to divide into groups and oppose each other. You've carried out the agenda of those who control your media, and therefore your minds when you let them. You must recognize that the battle is one of control over the way you think and the way you act towards one another. You must recognize that the battle is won over control over the way you think and the way we act towards each other. When the numbers of humanity begin to grow beyond a manageable size for the controlling factions who also fight against each other for this very control over you, instruments of psychological and biological warfare were implemented in more extreme measures. Yet they still failed to direct the wave of human sentiment fully toward their desired objectives, reducing the numbers of people to a more manageable quantity, then enslaving the rest using a variety of methods designed to weaken the human spirit and control their minds and bodies. You know this already, yet what is to be revealed is how this was carried out and who participated in the efforts. Disclosure? Your role as one human people is to decide how and when this disclosure takes place and who will participate in the disclosure. As it stands, the disclosure intended by the controlling faction is limited in scope and designed to further divide the human populace. If your governments will not disclose the truths you are ready to see and hear, you, the people, can decide to bring in other voices into the disclosure process. You can call upon truth, sincerity, and justice and require that these be central to any disclosure given. The definition of sincerity is the quality of being free from pretense, deceit, and hypocrisy. We'll take a break and we'll be right back. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, folks, let's take a little deeper look at our brand new 10X Pure coffee. Now that it's Monday after our launch on Saturday at our Momentum meeting, hope you all were there. If you weren't, please do join in the recap meeting via the link at today's description show, in today's show. Coffee, caffeine, and 10X Pure. Coffee's immortal benefits include coffee being shown to improve your focus, concentration, and mental acuity while reducing fatigue and even pain. Caffeine from coffee has been shown to enhance fat utilization in the body, allowing you to push yourself mentally and physically longer before exhaustion, as well as improve strength and performance. Coffee beans also contain polyphenols, a type of antioxidant. Antioxidants can help rid the body of free radicals, a type of waste product that the body naturally produces as a result of certain processes. A 30-year, 200,000-person study from Harvard researchers, it was found that people who drank a moderate amount, 3 to 5 cups of coffee per day, had about a 15% lower mortality rate when compared to people who did not drink coffee. Don't ask for coffee, demand 10X Pure. Each wholesome cup of CTFO gourmet coffee is enhanced with 10X Pure oxygenated delivery crystals containing lauric acid, caprylic acid, and frankincense, each of which has its own recognized list of health benefits. When you wake up, you'll want to get up. This energizing beverage will help power you through your day. Try it risk-free today with our 60-day money-back guarantee. Shop now. bhsales.myctfo.com/coffee. Is a word from Dave, Jeremy, and Dr. Francis about 10X Pure and its technology and why it's hydrophilic.
As most people know, oil and water don't mix. But our oil does mix with water. It is different. It is hydrophilic. And because it has the exposed lauric acid, now it can grab on to other molecules, drag it along, mix with water, and travel through your body. This is what makes 10X Pure so special. The exposed molecule can co covalently bond with just about anything.
Now we're looking at everything else. Vitamins, different minerals, different waters. We're looking at different ways to help other things get into your body better.
So that's the whole purpose here, right? I mean, everybody knows that it's not what you have, but what you get. And so if you only get 10% of what you take, you're wasting 90% of it. If you get 50% of what you take, you're five times better.
We're all trying to figure out what's best for the consumer. What's safe, what's right, what's best, so that they have the best impact. And that's what we've been doing right now is we're in that process. We're through the early testing. We came out with a paper describing what we're doing, and we believe we're 3 years ahead of the industry. We don't have to focus on the competition, because there is no competition. Everything that we do from here on out is about growth and expansion.
The race is on. There's pioneers and there's settlers. The pioneers are the people who pick up the baton. They see the vision, they understand the opportunity, they understand the size of it, and they set out and they're going to go. And that's what we're doing. And the people who join CTFO, they're pioneers. They're pioneers. They're educating. They're driving. They get up every day. They think about it and they get rewarded. And the settlers, they come later. When it's easy, they send the boat, bring them all. You know, it's the coast is clear. And that's good for them too. We're making history as we speak right now. And you're in it with us.
Now let's get back to the show with the host, the moderator. Hey folks, here's Dave D talking about CelluVie, the companion product to DermaVie. Glutathione has four major functions: antioxidant, immune system enhancer, detoxifier, and radiation protection. Here's Dave.
According to a University of Michigan study, at least two-thirds of bad health or increased sickness and disease is related to low levels of one powerful molecule in your body. Shockingly, after age 20, your levels of this super molecule plummet 10% every 10 years. The name of this evasive anti-aging super molecule is glutathione. In the next few minutes, I want to share how to stimulate your cells' natural production of glutathione that supports the health of your cells, which become your tissues, which become your organs, such as your heart and your liver, and ultimately become you. It all started with the largest cell, the female egg. And the smallest human cell, the male sperm cell. That's where cell replication begins. Fast forward to adulthood. Your body's made up over 100 trillion cells. Your eyes, your nose, your ears, your heart, your liver, your fingernails are all made up of cells. Every second, approximately 3 million cells die and 3 million cells are replicated. For example, a new liver every 300 to 500 days. Your skin, the largest organ with a weight of 8 to 15 pounds, is completely replaced every 39 days. Your heart's endothelial cells, those are the cells that line the inside of your heart, are replicated every 6 years. Do you want to replicate healthy cells or unhealthy cells? Do you want to delay the aging process or speed up the aging process along with illness and disease? So what's the solution? Glutathione. I wish it was as easy as taking a glutathione supplement, but glutathione supplements are almost completely destroyed by your stomach acids in the digestive tract. That's why we created CelluVie Superfood. CelluVie acts as a precursor, more easily navigating through the gut and into your cells, where it delivers the building blocks that jumpstarts your cell's production of its own glutathione. The increase of glutathione helps regulate the immune system, is a primary antioxidant, and detoxifies cells, supporting healthy cell replication. CelluVie is a tripeptide complex made from minimally processed fresh dairy whey. It's one of the highest pharmaceutical grade whey protein isolates on the market today. We have our very own unique manufacturing process developed with the scientific team backed by over 20 years of knowledge. This makes Cellu-V one of a kind. We're also known to be up to 40% less expensive than our closest competition while being 50% more bioavailable. The health of your cells today determines your tomorrow. Simply click the Shop Now button to order Cellu-V right now. And remember, Cellu-V comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have absolutely nothing to lose. A better version of you could be just 30 days away.
Okay, folks, let's get back to the show with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. And this will be the last segment of today's show. We'll go for about another 15, 20 minutes. Just want to kind of wrap up on the life chat with the Oversoul from Michael King, what you had heard previous to the break. And that will definitely be one of the many subjects I'll have him expand upon when he gets here to do so. I told him personally on the phone that I enjoy all of his articles, but that happens to be one of my favorites is that series of Oversouls. I told him how much I enjoy it, not to minimize how great he does at all of the other health articles that he authors. So the disclosure, counting what we've read beforehand, the word disclosure from his words verbatim, continuing, your role as one human being is to decide how and when this disclosure takes place and who will participate in the disclosure. As it stands, the disclosure intended by the controlling faction is limited in scope and designed to further divide the human populace. If your governments will not disclose the truth you are ready to see and hear, you, the people, can decide to bring in other voices into the disclosure process. You can call upon truth, sincerity, and justice, and require that these be central to any disclosure given. Note, the definition of sincerity is the quality of being free from pretense, deceit, and hypocrisy. Define the nature of your own freedom. You can open the discussion to races who sought your freedom thousands of years ago, yet were held back until this very day due to the lack of consensus from the human people, most of whom were unaware of their own genetic history and their unseen allies who fight for them even today. This day of ignorance of your true history and the history of all life on Earth, not just those that fit into the category of human, can be ended by your combined choice. Define the nature of your own freedom. Do you want it to include co-creation and technology sharing with other benevolent beings that are not exactly like yourselves? Do you prefer that the interactions be only with other human beings, leaving out the entire expanse of the heavens and excluding those who have, for thousands of years, lived within your inner numbers and chambers? Truth, you possess the ability to call upon the truth, even if that truth has never been revealed on Earth before. You will draw the truth to yourself by being open to its discovery. Your ignorance will vanish, and your unity as one people will build with every morsel of truth passed out. But where will this truth come from, you ask? It'll begin with a sincere desire on your part to know the truth, regardless of what it may be. This then opens the door for truth to arrive from unexpected sources. If you explore the universe with your mind now and ask, is there a suitable party anywhere in the vast universe of both time and space, or anywhere on Earth, that is willing to help reveal our joint human history with total truth and sincerity? Would you not get a response if you posed that question? You most certainly will. If you open the door for that revelation to be made known to the whole of humanity with a committed intention for such to take place, then you pave the way for responses to come in the most valuable and viable way. You need only overcome your fear of what is true. You need only overcome your fear of what is true. You have always been in control of the outcome. Your joint human positions of intent and expectation have been weighed since day one of your race. You are now uniting in such numbers, galvanized by certain events, current events, that your power of thought and intention and requests for outside assistance has become a formidable force, greatly feared by the former controllers of your minds. The truth in your hands removes the control they hold over you today. Truth is the key to your freedom event. Your greatest weapon, state your case. Let your thoughts, desires, intents be made known to all of life on, below, and beyond your home of Earth. This is your greatest weapon against the diverse ploys of those that seek today to destroy your unity and further control your minds. You do not have to gather to speak your intention. Your choice is heard by all of life, whether you speak from the quiet of your home or with a microphone in front of thousands of people. We are listening and waiting for your consensus. Consensus is your most formidable power. It can change the tide now swelling in an attempt to consume much of the human populace. The truth will set you free. Your time is now. State your case, define your intent. Once decided, the way will be made known and the truth will be presented. Peace, we are on your side. We seek your common well-being. We stand ready to assist you at every juncture and in every effort towards your own liberation. This is a great place to pause. Revisit those that may be totally unfamiliar with this newsletter and the theme of it. It's Michael talking to his oversouls. Please don't forget that concept as it's a news article in a newsletter. Him talking to his oversoul. Just to make sure nothing gets lost in the translation and it's understood what we're recantering here. I'm literally verbatim reading back his newsletter, as I said in the opening of the show. This will be one of the topics I most definitely will have him talk about when he gets here to do so. As the co-moderator, co-host, contributing blogger, whatever adjective. He's going to be on my show as my friend with a little bit more degree of regularity. So, you can definitely go to Life Chats with the Oversoul article section directly at Vitality Herbs and Clays. And I would highly recommend signing up for his newsletter. And at some point in the future, Life Chats with Oversoul will be transferred to its own website. I've already signed up, of course, with Michael whenever that, behind the scenes is handled by his staff and so forth. That can be something else that maybe you could get a heads up on when he's here at the show. I can't speak for him, and I don't. But maybe. We'll see. So at some point in the future, Life Chats with Oversoul will be transferred to its own individual website, and the communications will be delivered only to those on the email list that sign up for it accordingly, rather than also the entire Vital Health News group is What am I trying to say? Master subscription list is pretty big on his regular newsletter. So this will be a segmented, featured article, more customized to those that have a kinship and, you know, an interest and want to follow that facet. And yeah, he's a busy guy. He climbs mountains at 67 years old and harvests his clay, which we've talked about before, his own product. He's running the company. You know, these things take time. Scheduling, folks. Scheduling. I'm raising my hand in the studio. I know what that's like. We all do. We all do, no matter what we do, especially now. So, at some point in the future, the Life Chats, and we'll keep Michael keeping us advised, and if you sign up for his regular newsletter, you'll find out yourself. I tease. Click here to receive the periodic email updates in the description, the link of, to do so for the Life Chats with Oversoul, covering the messages relevant to preparing for and entering the new era. Upon signing up, you'll receive an email with a download link for the ebook entitled Life Chats with Oversoul 2020, the Year of Global Transformation and Beyond, October 12th, 2019 through February 2nd, 2020. That was his Oversoul initiation, October 12th, and he'll be finishing the last article in that series, I guess, if I'm reading this correctly, through February 2nd. 37 pages of revelations about the future and how you can prepare. And you can subscribe to Life Chats with Oversoul email updates. Also available, how to communicate with your Oversoul ebook. Simplistic steps to receiving personal guidance from your fully awakened self. Gain a deeper insight into your life path and get personalized advice regarding daily concerns. Michael is indeed a life enrichment consultant, a natural intuitive, and a researcher of nature's most powerful healing resources the world over. The author of Detoxify, Nourish, and Build, Three Essentials for Vibrant Health, the Vital Health News Updates, a periodic newsletter just mentioned a moment ago, documenting the most life-building natural resources on the planet, and the co-author of Life Chats with Oversoul, an ongoing dialogue designed to gain clarity and direction while navigating the immense changes going into the new era. Michael is also an advocate of sustainable gardening, environmental responsibility, and an architect of ways to increase global food production. All subjects that we hope to discuss. I think the initial drawing board plan is to get him here maybe once a month, maybe more frequently. And with this month rapidly closing, you know, it may carry over into February. Brand new year, folks. And needless to say, the one we just closed was probably the most tumultuous in the history of mankind. We're all quite busy. And a quick caveat, I mentioned it in one of my archival shows. For those of you that may not know, Michael's fine. His business, his family, and so forth are fine. But they were stricken with the raging forest fires out west in his hometown of Ashland, Oregon. And lo and behold, in this crazy, crazy world, it was literally fanned and accelerated by an arsonist. And in any event, it literally was a mile from his domicile. And I had an interesting discussion with him on a personal note behind the scenes. I won't disclose all of that because it was personal, but I know it was pretty interesting because I asked him point blank. That had to be a different perspective on life as a whole, and he said it most surely was. He actually had a wagon emergency vehicle literally packed and ready to go, and it was that close. It was just by a natural change in the wind drifts that saved his own domicile and family and business in the town. So my point there is they're obviously still recovering from that emotionally, physically, and the soot and smoke and pollution was extra thick for obvious reasons for several months. So, you know, they had to be precautionary on that. And then, you know, COVID-19 in there somewhere. So, yeah, everybody's a little bit busy, especially as we're really only the third week into this existing year. So this is all going to work out. He'll be here. And hopefully by then I'll have my new equipment and things might be a tad better on the discernible audible side anyway. So good things come to those that wait. Hopefully it's perceived that way. So I'm going to end the session for today here. Thanks for joining us. Always remember that BH Sales, Kennel Health, Aid is Animal Products. All my supplying vendors, to include, for sure, Michael Ken, we all promote good health in all animals, their people, plants, and the planet. Invited guests, when, where, and if you're here, from my own BA sales team, they're developing factions and extensions thereof. The Alignable Network marketing people who I've invited through here. So when, where, and if you come through. And then, of course, the ubiquitous audience. I want to thank everybody that has taken the time, if you truly do, like us, to literally check the box and share it, like the material, what have you. We grow exponentially by you doing so. And it's a key element to help us on the logarithms, both on social media, and it does help us accentuate on the search engines. And that in and of itself helps spread our message to those that it will resonate with, because everybody knows somebody in pain and or having a pet with pain or both. So thank you for today. I'll say bye-bye for now, and we'll see you the next time around. Bye for now, and may God bless. Thanks, everybody.